The black helicopter crowd knows you.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. The Americans are thinking crazy, but now they're
right. The black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Black Helicopter News. This is episode number 87. I'm your host, President Zen One, aka Andrew Robinson. Today is Sunday, July 2nd, 2017, and it's currently 82 degrees and sunny here in Bradley Beach at the Jersey Shore. And right now, the current time is 11:57. For first-time listeners, Black Helicopter News is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss pop culture, the paranormal, as well as strange, odd, and unusual news stories. On today's episode, we're going to be checking out what's making headlines, such as NASA unveils plan to test asteroid defense technique, the world's now $217 trillion in debt, and the global elite like it that way, House panel takes first step towards military space corps, and later on, we have a special report, 19 Habits That Age You. So all that and much more coming up next. All right, we're going to get into our next segment. I just want to point out real quick before we do, just don't forget, 90% of the mass media is controlled by just six corporations, so help keep us independent. Subscribe to the podcast. We're on Stitcher, iTunes, and TuneIn Radio. Share the podcast with family, friends, and loved ones. All right, let's get into things.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
They're not just for bees. Amazon's delivery drones could soon live in giant hives, according to a bizarre new patent. So, Amazon, they are really taking the world by storm. In 2015, they filed a patent. It's just been approved. A 9-story hive structure that could house hundreds of drones. The structures would be used in urban areas where there's little room to build. It's unclear when or if Amazon plans to construct the hives. But I'm here looking at the prototype blueprint for it, and it reminds me something like the Jetsons, to be honest. And this just goes to show us that this is the brave new world we're living in. These drones are going to become a more and more part of our everyday lives. They already are. But they're going to start becoming even more pervasive. And there's going to be an evolution from this. Like, everything evolves and grows. People like to not think that's true. Whether it's hatred, whether it's love, whether it's problems, everything goes through a growth. And it can die. But not until it meets its full potential. The point of me saying that is, so these drones are becoming more and more commonplace, more and more evolved, more advanced. Now they even have, on an unrelated note, spy drones that are the size of mosquitoes. This is the technology we're going to be living with. This is the future. This is now. This is, the future is now. And we just have to understand the Pandora's box that we're opening. That's all. But it's pretty impressive that the structure they are considering building could do a lot of good. Let's move on. Superstitious woman throws coins into airplane's engine for good luck. Folks, some people are just stupid. A special kind of stupid. I found this actually on Weird News on Huffington Post. She just wanted to ensure an uneventful journey. But an airplane passenger's superstitious actions end up grounding a China Southern Airlines flight at Shanghai Pudong International Airport for several hours Tuesday. So this woman, this was a Chinese national. I'm not even going to try to pronounce her name. But this woman threw a handful of coins into the engine to wish it a safe flight, according to police. The lady was in her 80s, but I mean, are we going to let, I guess, okay, fine. You can be stupid if you're in your 80s. I don't get this, though. So she threw this, come on, folks. It delayed the flight for 5 hours. The point is, how in your right mind do you think throwing metal objects into an engine is ever a good thing? All right, I just can't get down with this superstitious stuff. Last week, I was at Walmart, and I saw a crow land in front of a sign in front of me in the car. And for a second, I got nervous, and I look it up on Google, and it's like, death is coming. I can't rock with these superstitions. They're such bullshit. This is science. Crows are a species of bird that have to exist, that fly, that live. And if you start thinking you're going to see death is coming when you see a fucking crow or a black cat walk in front of you or walk underneath a ladder, break a mirror, or any of that bullshit, we are in a new millennium. We have to get past this superstitious beliefs that mankind just can't shake. And I'm not going to get on a side tangent about religion, but some could even argue that religion is superstition. That's another debate for another day. But what do you folks think? Are you guys superstitious? Do you believe in lucky rabbit's foots? I don't know, folks. I'm going to have to say no on that. All right. House panel takes first step towards military space corps. Rep. Mike Rogers, Republican from Alabama, chairman of the House Armed Services Strategic Forces Subcommittee, has repeatedly advocated for the Air Force to start setting up a separate service for space operations. This is crazy. Well, this isn't crazy, actually. Let me say. On this show, on this podcast, we've talked about articles that came out with high-level leakers that explained there is already a space fleet. There's already moon bases. There is already operations going on Mars, manned operations. Stargates. Stargates on Mars to portals in the Middle East, in Iraq. Like I said before, though, in the past, I've said that when you're dealing with the government, they're not going to just put all their chips on the table day one. They're going to, you know, slowly kind of leak their technology out. So if they're just talking about establishing a space corps, my opinion is that then it's already halfway done, if not completely done, and already in full swing. And now they're just trying to cross their T's and dot their I's. But lawmakers on Tuesday took the first step towards establishing a space corps within the Air Force, similar to the way the Marine Corps functions in the Navy, by drafting legislation that would require the new organization to be set up by January 1st, 2019. So, let's see. It's bipartisan acknowledgement that the strategic advances are for national security purposes. I'm just paraphrasing. And they're just basically concerned the DOD is unable to address challenges regarding space threats. Threats from space. Whether that's asteroids or whether that is extraterrestrial biological entities that have malevolent intentions that probably know full well what we're doing and probably been observing us, if not embedded deep into our government. So it's very convoluted, but we have to just know that the future is here. They're going to have a space corps, and that would be a pretty good idea. I mean, it's a natural evolution of technology, of government. I'd rather see government evolve out of existence, but this is it. See, now you're going to deal with greater threats. This dovetails with our next story. NASA unveils a plan to test asteroid defense technique. It's a launch set to take place October 2022. So on Friday, the space agency announced plans to redirect the course of a small asteroid approaching Earth as part of the Double Asteroid Redirection Test, the acronym DART. According to NASA press release, the release notes that asteroids hit Earth nearly every day, but small enough to burn up in the atmosphere. But this DART project, a joint effort between NASA and Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Laboratory in Maryland, is for the asteroids that are too big to break up, those that could have serious consequences for the Earth if they hit. So I'm not going to read any more of this, but this is interesting because, like I just said, the government just doesn't throw their chips on the table day one, right? You know? They're trying to make this seem all innocent. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if they knew of asteroids coming to hit the Earth. That could be an extinction-level event. and they want to cover that up and downplay it and seem like they're being proactive in it, in defending against this. I don't know. Some of these asteroids have already narrowly missed Earth. They could have wiped this out. Could this be also preparation for when Nibiru returns? What do you think, folks? Let me know. Billionaire PayPal founder Peter Thiel bankrolls Woolly Mammoth Resurrection Project. So, the CEO of PayPal has just put $100,000 of his own money into the scheme. This is a Harvard project. They want to modify elephant cells using frozen mammoth DNA. The woolly mammoth went extinct over 10,000 years ago. For some reason, they want to bring woolly mammoths back. For some reason, they want to bring these ancient beasts back. But hey, it's interesting, and this is cool because if you've got the kind of money to start funding these revolutionary projects, I'm all for it. What this reminds me of is this is something that can evolve into Jurassic Park. First, you start with the woolly mammoths, and then someone gets the bright idea that they want to create a dinosaur theme park on an island, on a remote island somewhere. Then what? Well, you've got the template for the Jurassic Park series and the Jurassic World series. So, like I said, these things all evolve, ideas evolve. I guess that's the theme of this show, evolution. Alright, the world is now $217 trillion in debt. That's why the global elite like it. It's crazy, folks. Why do the criminal bankers like this? Because the borrower is the servant of the lender, and through the mechanism of government debt, virtually the entire planet is servants of these global money changers, the criminal bankers, the Rothschilds. Politicians love to borrow money. But over time, government debt slowly but surely impoverishes a nation. And as the elite get governments around the globe increasing amounts of debt, those governments must raise taxes in order to keep servicing those debts. In the end, it's all about taking money from us and transferring it into government's pockets, and then taking money from government's pockets and transferring it into the hands of the elite. This is the shell game that's been going on for generations, and it's time for humanity to stand up and break the shackles, because we are enslaved to debt. The new slavery is debt. $217 trillion. It's disgusting, folks. What I want to know is, and I always say, who the hell are we in debt to? Just a banker's computer screen. All right. There you have it, folks. That's going to wrap up this episode. So please, let me know your thoughts. What did you think about any of the things we talked about today? Let me know in the comment box. Hit us up on Twitter, at PresidentZem1. Hit us up on Facebook, Black Helicopter News. All right. For Black Helicopter News, I'm Andrew Robinson. Happy 4th of July weekend. Signing off.